Our reading this morning is again in John chapter 5 and at verse 24, and it's on page 1069. John chapter 5 at verse 24. I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. I tell you the truth, the time is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to judge, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good will rise to live, and those who have done evil will rise to be condemned. By myself I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just, for I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me. Well, as we come to these words this morning, I'm wondering how your hearing is. If you've got hearing aids, you need to make sure they're switched on. Hearing is very important in this passage. There was an old man who was beginning to wonder if his wife was not hearing very well. So he chatted it over with a friend, and the friend told him what he should do. So he went home and he stood at the kitchen door while the wife was at the sink, and he says, "What are we having for our tea?" No answer. He took 3 steps further forward. "What are we having for our tea?" No answer. He went right up behind her. "What are we having for our tea?" "This is the third time I've told you we're having chops." Who's the one that wasn't hearing? So hearing, very important. It's an interesting wee passage this morning, because Jesus is wanting us to hear. 3 times in the passage, 4 times I think even, the word hear comes up. So he's really wanting us to listen. But not just to listen, he's wanting a response each time from what we hear. And what he does actually is he kind of repeats himself, but takes it a wee stage further each time. So he's saying, "Are you listening? I want you to believe. Because if you believe, you'll receive life. Are you listening? I want you to get life. I want you to get the full breadth of life. Are you listening? One day's coming when you're really going to have to listen, because you'll have no choice about listening, because you're all going to come to life and stand before the judgment of God." And so he takes us over the same ground, but building it up at each stage of this morning's passage. So we're picking up stuff we did last week, but we're repeating it in a deeper kind of way this morning. So first of all, he is saying to us, "Are you listening? Hear what I've got to say. I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life." Are you listening? Can you hear? Very important, he says, because what I'm talking about is the truth. I tell you the truth, he says. Jesus speaks the truth. Jesus is the word of God. John's gospel tells us that in the opening words of his whole gospel. He speaks the truth. He is the truth. Everything Jesus says is the truth. Whatever Jesus says, we need to take it on board. It's the truth. We need to be hearing the truth that Jesus has for us. We need to open our ears. We need to be listening. We need to be concentrating. We need to be open our hearts to receive what he has to say to us today. Sometimes Jesus' words are not things we want to hear. Sometimes they're uncomfortable. Sometimes they're challenging us. Sometimes they're convicting us. Sometimes they're encouraging us. But whatever the words are that God, Jesus is speaking to us this morning, we need to be listening. Are you listening to the words of Jesus? Now, there's different ways we can listen. Somebody said this. We may be ignoring another person, not really listening at all. We may be pretending to listen. We may be practicing selective listening, drifting in and out of a conversation, paying attention only to the bits that we want to hear. We may be listening attentively, but very few of us ever practice the fifth level, the highest form of listening. Emphatic listening. Listening with the intent to understand, to get inside the other person's frame of reference, seeking to understand them emotionally as well as intellectually. Are you at the fifth level this morning? Are you listening emphatically to hear what Jesus is saying to us? Now, it's very important because Jesus doesn't just want us to stop at listening. He wants a response from what we hear. And the first response that he's looking for this morning is faith. It is belief. I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me. It's very important that we respond to what we're hearing today by believing. The Bible says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I don't know if you've got friends who sometimes say to you, I wish I could believe like you. I know you're a Christian. I'd really like to have that kind of faith, but I just can't believe that. How? It's just no use. I can't believe it. What do you say to somebody who says that? What you need to say to them is, you need to go and hear the word of God. You need to sit under God's word. You need to get your Bibles out. You need to read it. You need to listen. You need to hear the word of God. Because it is in hearing again and again the word of God that the gift of faith, the gift of belief begins to be planted in your heart. And it is as you listen, suddenly your eyes begin to open. And you begin to understand and grasp the things that God is saying to us. Jesus wants us to believe that he has come into this world, sent by his Father, so that he can give us the gift of eternal life. But there is believing and there's believing, isn't there? What's real believing? Because lots of folks have a sort of vague belief in God or in Jesus. Even the devil has a belief in some sense in Jesus. So if it's going to be real belief, if when we hear we seriously believe, what's the extra that makes it real? Well, according to Jesus here, it is receiving. I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes you have sent me and will send me has eternal life and will not be condemned. You hear, you believe, you receive. That's the pattern that he's talking about here. As we hear God's word, as we listen to the gospel, as we focus on Jesus, as we say, yeah, I believe that. And as we say to God, yes, I want that, and open our hearts, then he gives us the gift of eternal life. You move from condemnation to life, he says. You move from death to life, he says. You move into a situation where you have eternal life. right here and now. So the first thing he's saying to us this morning is, are you listening? Are you believing? Are you receiving Jesus into your life? Very important that we listen. Very important that we keep on listening. Not enough just to listen to the first bit. We have to keep on listening. Because he says, I tell you the truth, the time is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself, and he has given him authority to judge, because he is the Son of Man. You see, he's taken us on from where he's just left us. Are you still listening? Jesus isn't done. He's not going to give up. Even if you've drifted for a minute and been thinking about the roast in the oven and hoping it's okay, he's going to come back. No, 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 don't be thinking about that. Get focused. Get listening. Focus on what we're doing this morning. I'm not going to give up on you. I'm going to bash away at you till you get this into your skull. Are you still listening? And he continues to speak and to poke away at us. I know as I look back over my life, there's been occasions where God has spoken. I know when I was a wee boy, I went to the Band of Hope. The old people here will remember the Band of Hope. It was a temperance organization, but also it was a gospel organization. And I remember a man coming in to give us a talk, and he put a glass of black liquid on the table. And he took another glass of red liquid, and he poured it into the black liquid, and it became white. I didn't understand what he was talking about then. But now I know. He was talking about sin. And he was talking about the blood of Jesus. And how that blood cleanses us. But seeds were sown there that came to life years later as God continued to speak and to pursue us. So are we listening? Are we still listening? Somebody writes here about our three-year-old granddaughter who was called Beverly. And Beverly was playing with her toys. But the mum had noticed that Beverly's clothes were rather dirty. And so she shouted on Beverly to come and to get her clothes changed. But Beverly didn't come. And she shouted again, and Beverly didn't come. So then she does what most mums do. She used the full force of the whole name of the child. Beverly Elizabeth Provost, did you hear me? Yes, I heard you, but my legs didn't. You see, selective listening, not really responding. Jesus still speaking. Jesus wants us to hear because he wants us to come alive. He wants us to have life. I tell thee the truth, a time is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live, he says. Now, what's he talking about there? Well, I think he can be talking about two things. He could be saying, because he's going to say it again in a wee moment, and that's his pattern here of telling us and then telling us again a bit more. He could be saying, yeah, the day's going to come when I'm going to speak, and although you're dead and in your grave, or you've been burned up the Lynn Crematorium and scattered in the memorial garden or whatever, I'm going to speak and you're all your bits are going to come together and you're going to rise from the dead and you're going to come before the judgment seat of God. Maybe that's what he's talking about here when he says, I tell you the truth, and now a time is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the Son of God and those who hear will live. Now he could be talking about that right at this moment or giving us a wee introduction to it, because he's going to say more about that in a minute. But I think that's probably not actually what he's saying at this moment. in these verses. I think he's saying something richer than that. I think he's saying, when I speak now, today, if you hear that voice, you will come alive as you've never been before. Because, you see, the Bible tells us that every single person in the world is spiritually dead until they are brought to life by Jesus. You see, it's the present tense he uses here. I tell you the truth, a time is coming and has now come. So it's now he's talking about, not the future, not after you're physically dead, but now that ye can come alive. That's what he's talking about here. Somebody once said, many people don't live. They just exist. Don't you think that's true? Lots of people just exist. Just getting by. Just filling their days with whatever will keep them going. No purpose, no meaning, no aim, nothing. Just existing. In other words, to all intents and purposes, dead. But Jesus is saying this morning that if we listen to him and respond by faith, he can make us come alive. He can flick the switch on. He can take the scales from our eyes. He can give us a hunger for life. He can give us a meaning and a purpose and an aim in our lives. He can bring us to life so that we see things in a whole different perspective at this time. Jesus tells us here that he is actually the source of life. He is the actual source of life. For the Father has, as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself. Jesus is the source of life to us. He can breathe life, meaning, into our hearts and into our souls. So Jesus wants us to listen, to believe, to receive, to come alive, because there is a day of judgment coming. And he slips that one in verse 27. And he has given him, Jesus, authority to judge because he is the Son of Man. Jesus wants us to come spiritually alive because that's going to be essential if we have to survive the day of judgment. God is giving that responsibility to Jesus. Jesus will be our judge. And God's chosen very well, because as Jesus tells us here, Jesus is not just God, but he is also the Son of Man. You see, Jesus has been here. Jesus knows what it's like to be us. He knows all the tensions and problems that we have, all the temptations we face. He knows exactly what it's like to be us. That's the kind of person you want to have as a judge. Somebody that's been there. Somebody that knows what it's like. Somebody who can be completely and utterly fair in his judgment. And so God has chosen Jesus with that experience to be our judge. But at the moment, he's just telling us, well, make sure you're ready. Get ready for that judgment. And you see, if you follow the train of what he's saying this morning, the way to get ready begins by hearing. and then by believing, and then by receiving, and then by becoming alive in him and in the Spirit. That's the pattern he's putting before us this morning. So are you still listening? Are you still hearing? Because he's got something else yet he wants to tell us. We need to keep on listening. We need to keep on hearing. Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who've done good will rise to live, and those who've done evil will rise to be condemned. We need to listen. We need to keep hearing. Because the day is coming when actually you have no choice about that. When you're actually dead. Now you would think a dead person can't hear. I mean, if you're dead, you're dead. You can speak to a corpse. We can speak to our corpse and we say, come on, get up. And it's no going to do it. Because corpses can't hear. But the day is coming when every corpse will hear. They'll have no choice. There'll be no, oh, I can't be bothered, I'll just stay down here in my coffin. There'll be no choice about it. They'll have to hear. Because God's voice will speak in such a manner that even the dead will hear. Because when God speaks that final time, he tells us here the dead will come to life. Every dead person, wherever they died, whatever's happened to their body, even if it's been blasted to smithereens by a suicide bomb, it'll not matter. All the dead will rise to stand before the judgment seat of God. Everybody. In that case, we'll have no choice but to listen. So it's very important then that we get ready. It's very important that we are prepared for that day when it finally comes. James Packer says there are a few things stressed more strong, there are few things stressed more strongly in the Bible than the reality of God's work as judge. There will be a judgment day. He goes on to say, why do men fight shy of the thought of God as a judge? Why do they feel the thought as unworthy of him? The truth is that part of God's moral perfection is his perfection in judgment. Would a God who didn't care about the difference between right and wrong be good and admirable? Would a God who makes no distinction between the likes of Hitler and Stalin and his own saints be morally praiseworthy and perfect? Moral indifference would be imperfection of God, not a perfection. Not to judge the world would be to show moral indifference. The final proof that God is a perfect moral being, not indifferent to questions of right and wrong, is the fact that he has committed himself to judge the world. And so he asks us this morning, to hear, to respond, to get ready for that day. Don't be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good will rise to live, and those who have done evil will rise to be condemned. Going to be a division. On that day, it's a division between heaven and hell. It's a division between eternal life and eternal death. It's a division between those who have done good and those who have done evil. But we need to understand that carefully. And we need to understand that within the context of all we've been hearing this morning. You see, the Bible tells us very clearly that not one of us have done good. Paul tells us that in Romans. No one has done good. Jeremiah in his prophecy says, all your very best good things, all your righteousness is as filthy rags. So when Jesus says here, the good will arise to life, the bad will arise to evil, are any of us going to be in the good category? It's where we have to put it in the context. What is the good that he's talking about? The good he's talking about is hearing, believing, receiving, coming alive, and then living under the power of that in this world to please and to bless God. But it's not our goodness that will count. It's the goodness of Jesus. It's standing in Jesus, trusting in Jesus. It's in that goodness that we can be saved on that judgment day. Stories told of a judge in America who had a woman before his court. She was up there for some driving offence. How do you plead, he said. Guilty, she said. Right. $1,000 or 10 days in prison. She chose the $1,000. Then amazing, everybody in the court, he comes down, takes off his judge's robes and pays her fine. Because he was her father. And that's what happens for us on the judgment day. Guilty? Not guilty? We can only ever say guilty, for we've all sinned. But our judge climbs down and shows his hands. The price is paid because you have trusted in me. We need to listen. We need to believe. We need to receive. We need to live. We need to trust in this Jesus. And Jesus tells us in the closing verse that his judgment will be just. By myself, I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just. For I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me. You see, the one who's been battering us this morning. Are you listening? Are you listening? Are you listening? Are you listening? The one who's been saying that just over and over again is the now who says, but I'm listening also. I'm listening. I'm trying to hear what will mean. You can pass through the judgment. By myself, I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear. So what does he hear from us this morning? Surely the thing that Jesus wants to hear more than anything else is simply us responding to all that we've heard and saying in our hearts, my Lord, my God. And when he hears that, come away and pass by the judgment seat. Very important then this morning that we listen and respond to this call to trust him and to live for him at this time.